This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
Utah Jazz. Wait a second.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Get pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
See, I'm getting confused. I don't know what show he's introducing there. And then we come on. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's the Doug and Daddy Show, where it's even windier here than at St. Andrews. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number to know. You're going to need that if you want to get qualified for tickets to the Cox Classic. And, of course, if you want to join us on the program today. We will also be having the Dead Popper inbox wide open. Love your emails. Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Merritt Lawson with you, heading into the weekend. And today on the program, 12 teams in 12 days, Missouri, the Tigers, and Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com will give us his take on why Blaine Gabbert is the greatest quarterback in the country and why Missouri will win the Big 12. Also, David Miller is set to join us on the program today. He is going into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame tomorrow. The banquet will be in Columbus. And, of course, an outstanding career at Kearney High. And we'll talk with Dave about that coming up a little bit later on the program today. But the winds are blowing. I never thought I would see, after Tiger Woods, and I didn't look up which year this was, but this has probably been 8-10 years ago, when the rain was sideways and there was just no reason to ever be outside, let alone playing golf, and Tiger shot an 81, and it kind of brought to an end that streak he had. I'm thinking this was in that 2001 British Open, but I have to double check on that. And they played through that, and today, we're going to call it off. The wind's gusting to 40, which now means, Daddy, there will never be a PGA event in Nebraska.
Well, it certainly does. We go to the Dump Popper inbox to start the show. Scott from Wilcox chimes in, Doug. Boy, oh boy, I can't believe golf stopped play because of wind, Doug. It makes NASCAR look a lot better, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. What does that even mean? What does that mean? What does that even mean?
They couldn't. Doherty was his name earlier that went to mark his ball. The ball kept moving. He had to mark
Jason
it three.
Jason Duffner.
Duffner.
Yeah.
Had to mark it three times, and he was saying, what do you want me to do here? They waited a considerable amount of time even after that, and then they finally called it. But then they started again. They knew it wasn't going to get any better. Once they stopped it, how could they start it again when it got worse?
Well, I don't think it got worse. I just don't think it got a whole lot better. They finally got them out there. I don't know. One of the things that they've done at the U.S. Open where they try to bake the greens, maybe water the things. Wouldn't that slow it down a little bit? I mean, obviously they're drying out and the wind is blowing it, but if they're a little damp, you would think that would, I don't know. We're not professionals. It's weird to see that the Open was stopped because of the wind. And now the guys that got done early this morning are just watching everybody else fall back. And that's not fun. That's not fun at all. If weather is the only reason that you can win a championship, that's not fun. Fair, everybody has to play by the same, and it's the luck of the draw. But Mark Calcavecchia, Daddy, is going to be, for the third straight year, the old man that's going to be in contention Sunday. I'm going to tell you it right now. Calc is probably, and they're already saying it, that Calcavecchia and Oosthuizen will be in the final group tomorrow at 12 and 7 under. So you threw me under the bus for the Rory McIlroy comment yesterday. Okay, he's two over today. Did I tell you it would probably be some no-name, and we hope that it wouldn't? Louis Oosthuizen is at the top of the leaderboard by five shots right now. So would you like to apologize?
No, not really. You still said Rory would be nowhere close, and he's close.
We'll see. We'll see. 888-455-ESPN. Lambeau Field wants to host the Big Ten Championship. Your thoughts? There's already this debate going on inside, outside. Wow. See, Daddy, this, I don't know. I suppose that Kansas City and Lambeau, I mean, they take such great care of the fields, but if you get bad weather, boy, I don't know. You can play so many places indoor, and with Nebraska going to Chicago, they're already being accepted as the part of the Big Ten media days, which is just, which is weird. But that is the latest that Nebraska and the rest of the teams in the Big Ten, when they have this first championship game, might be at Lambeau Field.
You know, it makes a lot more sense in the Big Ten to whether it be in Chicago at Soldier Field, whether it be at Lambeau Field, whether it be an outdoor venue like that, if you want to throw Cleveland or wherever in the mix, because those North teams play in the same weather conditions. I think it's a little bit more unfair when you've got Texas and Nebraska and you've constantly got to go south. I think that was Tom Osborne's big deal, saying, wait a minute. Half the time, you know what? Come play in our conditions. Well, now it's a lot more fair playing field if you want to have the deal outdoors. I guess you sit back and you want the best team to represent you and move on from that game. I would think you'd play it in Minneapolis or in Detroit, where you get dome stadiums where the weather wouldn't be a factor.
Yeah, I agree. And one reason that I would think Lambeau Field might not host, and maybe you can look this up for me, Merritt, to see what the capacity for attendance is at Lambeau Field. It's like in the mid-60,000s. And when you bid for these venues, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, you've got to have everything that the NCAA and that the conference wants. And I just don't think Lambeau Field's big enough, is it?
That's an interesting point. I don't know, but what would the, I mean, comparatively size to the, I guess, you know, they had a Super Bowl in Detroit, so obviously you get plenty of butts in the seats there, but even a Metrodome, what's it hold? 70? I mean, it's not a
Metrodome. 80. There is no Metrodome. There is no Metrodome after this year. Outside football for the Vikings, outside baseball for the Twins. That will not be an option.
Okay, that's not an option. Okay.
But if you're going to play it outside, Lambeau Field is probably pretty cool place to have it compared to the new venue in Minnesota, compared to Soldier Field. Yes, Bears fans, Lambeau is probably cooler to play in than the new spaceship at Soldier Field. I mean, if you're going to pick a cold place, there you go. And for God's sakes, don't ever try and have it in New York. All right? Don't even bring that up.
But don't you think it makes a lot more sense for the Big Ten to do it than it does for the Big 12 to do it, Dave?
The current capacity of Lambeau is just under 73,000 people. So I suppose you're right there at the cusp where you can have things and have an attendance there and everything's going to be okay. So I suppose 73 is enough, because if I remember right, Kansas City wasn't sold out last time Nebraska was down there in bad weather.
I'll be interested to see, as far as getting people to Green Bay, is it that easy? It's certainly not as easy as a Detroit or a Chicago or a Minneapolis. Yeah, as far as logistically getting people from, whether it's Nebraska, whether it's from Pennsylvania.
Well, and also, if you're going to start throwing in pro venues, then you've got Cincinnati and Cleveland to consider,
right.
And that gives Ohio State maybe a little bit of an advantage. So no matter where you go, there's going to be a college team. If it would so happen, it could play in its home state. Heck, Wisconsin's got a legit chance to win the West in the new Big Ten, so I guess we'll we'll see what happens there. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Missouri, who is thought to be going to the Big Ten, is not. They're staying in the Big 12. We'll talk with Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com at the bottom of the hour. David Miller is going to join us in our next segment to talk about the High School Wrestling Hall of Fame class, and he is a member of that. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, Daddy, it is cruise night. I just want to say this. Folks, be safe out there and expect it's going to take you a while to get around the community of Kearney this weekend. Not just when the cruise is going on. Saturday night, don't even bother on the main drag. Get out of here. Either you're already watching it or get out of town. Take the so-called beltway around the city. But be safe. It's going to be slow going. They're already out driving around, shining cars up, and it's just going to be more traffic. So be ready for that. Plan a couple extra minutes to get where you're going. And there are so many great things going on that we are proud to be a part of here at Platte River Radio, including being up at the grand opening celebration of the new Godfathers. They've been in their new location in the Archway Plaza on North 2nd and 42nd Street. And our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, will be there live tonight from 6 to 8. You can play the fabulous prize machine. Everyone who plays wins something. Lots of great prizes. And their three-day grand opening celebration begins today. You can meet the Godfather, Daddy.
Wow.
Not Marlon Brando, but the Pizza Godfather. The Godfather in person today from 4 to 8 at Godfather's in Kearney. Enjoy these specials during the three-day celebration, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. Two of you can dine in for just $9.99. Plus, large one-topping pizzas, $12, no limit. Get as many as you want. They're open 11 to 11 on the weekends, on Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10 on Sunday. Stop in 7 days a week. Their lunch buffet is there from 11 to 2 for $6.50, including the salad bar. But you can dine, too, for $9.99. And if you want delivery, there it is. Swing by, pick it up, or you can have it delivered to your door, 234-9444, 234-9444, and cruise on into Godfather's in Kearney for their grand opening celebration. The Godfather's there today from 4 to 8. Not the Godfather we know, right?
No.
The original Godfather.
Right.
And play the Classic Hits 98.9, fabulous prize machine from 6 to 8. It's going on today, tomorrow, Sunday, in the Archway Plaza, North 2nd and 42nd Street, the brand new Godfather's.
Plus, you dance at Godfather's, too, because once you play the crane game, that music comes on, you can't help yourself.
Have you been, because we haven't been in the same place a lot here for Eaton lately, have you been sneaking up there? I've been hearing
late
that
at night,
like at 3 in the afternoon, and then like they're getting ready to lock the door, and you're still in there trying to win at the crane game.
Well, it's a damn Blue Bear. I've set my sights on it, but it's got its paw caught under the lion's chin, and it's pinned down pretty good. So I've got to talk to Ed up there.
You got to move around some of the other animals.
Well, they've been watching me pretty close because I have been giving it an old shoulder tap every now and then, and I did knock it off the one leg, and we had to fix that. But
you haven't been banned yet from the
No, game. No, they like me.
Word is
they like me.
Word is that when you want to win, though, you go over and play the game that pushes the candy off.
Yeah, you can win a little candy, but you know they get tired of giving me rolls of quarters.
Godfather's Pizza, the place to be. Before we go to break, Louis Oosthuizen is 12 under in the house. Rory McIlroy has birdied the fifth to get back to 8 under. Mark Calcavecchia is in the house at 7 under. Paul Casey and Lee Westwood are finished for the day. They are at 6 under. This Marcel Seam, who got to the top of the leaderboard yesterday, is hanging in there today. He's 1 under today. He's also at 6 under. But John Daly, a couple over for the day, which I think if he could get into the clubhouse still at 4 or 5 under, he's going to be okay. Tiger Woods, a couple over for the day. So we'll see. And the man who one day I always thought would win a major, Miguel Jimenez, but he always finds a way to throw a 77 in there. He is tied for the low round of the day at 67. He is at 500 par.
Well, he's got that ponytail pinned back, and it's not hitting him in the side of the face. He fixed that problem.
He is having a cigar right now. When we come back, David Miller, Kearney High alum, one of the great wrestlers in Bearcat program, going into the Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and we'll chat with him when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Let's take a look where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in Giant Screen Theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Superscreen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KLN KGIN Television and by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9, KHS Radio, Hastings Link 1230 AM, and ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
There's a little flare into left field. It'll be a hit, and the run is in.
And the secret weapon does it again. The Royals take the lead 2-1.
And hit into the alley in right center field. Ichiro going over, but it is gone. A home run into the seats in right center.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Royals.
This is Bob Davis.
This is Steve Stewart.
Join us for the next game brought to you in part by Builders Kearney in Grand Island.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460. And 1550.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a slight chance of a storm developing in the afternoon. With highs in the mid-90s, winds will stay to the south. There's a slight chance for a storm tonight with lows near 72. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 12 teams in 12 days. Gabe Darman of PowerMizzou.com to talk about the Tigers coming up. It's going to be a hot one. It's been hot, and it's going to be steamy around 90 for about a week here, and that means folks are going to be all over cruise night, hardly wearing nothing, Daddy. And that hopefully the people that are hardly wearing nothing have been working out, and they've been doing their job with complete nutrition.
Well, it's swimsuit season, basically. It's a perfect time for complete nutrition, 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Hey, whether you're going to the lake, taking a vacation by the beach, or just hanging by the pool, complete nutrition wants to remind you that there's still time to lose weight fast for the swimsuit season. Go to Complete Nutrition in Kearney and ask for Reveal Extreme, the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. The makers of Reveal are so confident in their product, they're offering a 30% off Reveal Extreme end of July.
They're revealing 30%?
Well, they continue to slash the price of Complete Nutrition. That's no surprise. Hey, I'm telling you right now.
Hey.
Complete Nutrition is located right north of Sunmark, 2nd Avenue. For more information, check them out on the web, CompleteNutrition.com, or call today, 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1-FIT, F-I-T, if you went to UNO. 1-FIT. Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition. They're waiting for you.
Right up there by the Archway Plaza in Kearney, the place to be. Well, every year, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association, this time, meets in Columbus to honor a new group of Hall of Fame inductees. Some years, there's a ton from our area. Some years, you see more from around the state, and I think that's the case this year. But one of those inductees going in the competitor division went 141-2 in his high school career and was the 1998 Guy Mitty Award winner, which means the top wrestler in Class A for that year. He's Kearney High's David Miller, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. David, hey, thanks for coming in. I mean, we see Dave every year when we're working with the Kearney Bearcats because he's working with the kids these days. But congratulations on the honor. I guess when we think about it, this was going to happen sometime. And, man, tomorrow night's a big night.
Yeah, it is. I'm real excited. This is a great honor, and I was glad to hear.
Were you surprised? What was your initial reaction when you got the phone call?
Yeah, I was a little surprised, you know. I was hoping it'd come at some point. I wasn't sure when, though.
You had such an amazing high school career, and we were chatting here during the break. You probably remember the two losses more than the 141 wins, probably outside of the three state championships. But I think when I came to Kearney was the time I think you were a sophomore or junior in high school, and the Bearcat program was just hitting its peak at the time. And we were starting, I thought, at that time to see the kids, and you were one of them, that at a very young age, your parents, your dad, who's still an assistant there, taking you all over the country. And that was really when we started to see kids that were wrestling, not just 7th and 8th grade, but when you were, when did you start, I guess? And you, now we continue to see that. But when did you start, and could you see the same thing when you got to high school?
Yeah, the group of guys that I graduated with, we wrestled from a young age. I started myself at the age of 3, and we moved to Kearney at when I was 4 years old. So, yeah, we were competing together for a long time, and that's what it takes. It takes a group of guys to stick together and do a lot of competing before you get to the high school division.
Dave, whether it's basketball, it's a year-round sport. It seems to be football is becoming more of a year-round sport now. Wrestling, obviously, all these tournaments all over. How many matches do you feel when you're coaching kids? What do they need to get in the summer if they're gonna translate into some pretty good success in the winter season?
Well, now in high school, they're getting around 40 matches during the high school season. I'd like to see them get at least double that in the off season. As much mat time as they can get in the off season, the better they're going to be.
We are seeing kids almost have to be and almost are expected to be very good when they're freshmen. The four-time state champion deal was a big, big deal still in 1998. Now we have had quite a few, I mean, more than double the number that we had ever had. And those expectations were put on you right away, and I know that was something we also talked about here during the break. You're a freshman. When you're 12 and 13 and 14 years old and people are already talking about, man, four-time state champion, that's tough to do to win a state title as a freshman, and it would seem to be easier.
Hell, it's tough to win one as a senior.
I'm just saying, though, take us through that freshman year, and then you made it all the way to the finals.
You know, I had those dreams for a long time. I'd go down – like you said, my dad was assistant coach, and I'd go down to that state tournament and watch that meet for many years. And at that time, there wasn't very many state four-timers. And I trained my butt off working out multiple times a day and stuff, and put in over 800 matches before I hit high school. And so that definitely was a dream of mine, and fell short of it my freshman year. But we have had quite a few since then.
Just following up on that, once that so-called pressure was off, how did that change your outlook? And how does it change the outlook? Because Kearney's had a few of those kids in Grand Island and across the state. How does that change your outlook then when you go into your sophomore year?
You know, I don't think it changed a whole lot. I still wanted to compete and be the best that I could be. And so I just had to reevaluate my goals and set some new goals, and that was to be a three-time state champ after that. So,
Who are your mat partners in high school that maybe helped you become the wrestler that you were?
You know, and those are the guys, those names never get said, and they don't get to stand on the podium with you. I had Brett Smith and Marty Madden and Jeff Coe, and I had quite a few guys, and we wrestled together a lot.
Talk about, I guess, the highlight. I see a couple of the highlights that you have said, but to the gang that's out there listening, maybe what was the pinnacle of your wrestling career?
I'd say... And it was out of the spotlight, but the national tournament that I competed at up in Fargo, North Dakota, it's the largest tournament held for that age division. And I believe any age division had over 100 guys in my bracket and competed in the Olympic style of wrestling of Greco-Roman. That was definitely my highlight of my career, winning that championship.
Of course, state championship as a team, that was, as we said, the kind of the pinnacle. And Kearney has stayed right there, but to be able to finally bring home that championship for your dad, Coach McCann, and the entire crew, I know that was pretty special.
Oh, absolutely. My class was the first class ever in Kearney High's history to win a wrestling state championship, and that was really neat, and we've tried to duplicate that since. So,
41 pins consecutively. it's just really staggering because you got to think some ding-dongs out there just running away. You can't hardly catch up to the kid, and then when you finally do get him down, time runs out or something. You're shaking your head going, come on, buddy, let's get this on. Who broke that string?
His name was Bobby Edmonds from Millard North. And what happened was we were wrestling them, and they were ranked number one that year. And Coach McCann said, David, do you want to jump up a weight class and wrestle him? And I said, yeah, that'd be fine, to help the team out and everything. And wasn't really worried about the record at that point, just wanted the team to win the duel. And he ended up going on to be the state champ at 152 that year.
Did that ever become a nuisance? Because as Daddy touched on it, some kids are going out there probably pretty sure that they're going to get beat and just trying to not get pinned. And then sometimes if it's a close match, maybe you've pinned 36 guys in a row and all of a sudden – If you take a bad shot, you're going to get beat by a point. Did that come up during the streak?
Yeah, that was a very complicated streak. It stretched over the course of 3 years. Back then, we were only getting around 34 matches a year. And the streak started my sophomore year in the state finals and ended my senior year. And so I had to go my whole junior year pinning everyone. It really got tense. I was ready for the streak to be over with by the end of it, So I had guys running from me. I had kids that coming after me, you got a target on your back at all times when you're ranked number one or whatever. So
that kind of showed you in the conference meet your senior year, just one of those deals that was a freak deal. Somebody you'd taken care of several times throughout the year, got the best of you one day, one afternoon, and then that's one of the losses.
Yeah, with wrestling, it's kind of like boxing. You go out there, you don't know if you're going to get hit on the chin just right and get knocked out, Anything can happen in the sport of wrestling, and so it gets crazy, and that's what's fun about it.
We're talking with Kearney Bearcat graduate David Miller, a three-time state champion, the runner-up his sophomore year, won all four district titles, won three conference titles, 141-2, 120 career pins, 41 of those, as we were just talking about, in a row, and he is going into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Many other honors outside of the high school honors that we talked about. David, there are, again, expectations you're going into high school. There are expectations when you left high school, and it's so weird. I think wrestling is the sport where sometimes kids peak in high school more than any other, because Tervell DeLognev is a perfect example. You talk to Mark Bauer, and he says, he was okay in high school and then just absolutely matured. You're in the coaching ranks now. You've seen it so many times. Why is it so hard to transition on to the next level, I guess?
Well, I think wrestling is, you have to be very disciplined, and you have to be focused, and you have to keep that focus. And it is very hard, and we talked about all the work you have to put in the off season and stuff like that. To keep that focus for so many years is very difficult. There's guys that do it, and there's guys that don't do it. Tervell, he started late in his high school career and was able to blossom in UNK's ranks and is continuing on. That guy's very focused, and as long as he keeps his focus, he'll continue with his success.
I was young when I went to college. I lacked focus, and I lacked it. I mean, it's pretty apparent. You go down, I went nuts. They were just standing outside when I got to college going, go, bananas. And I was one yelling, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, go, bananas. I mean, I was going nuts every night. There was nobody caring if I went to class. There was nobody caring if I went to bed at night. Matter of fact, there were 8 people shoving a beer in my face. And that was my problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, you look at, and David, maybe not the perfect example, but there's so many kids now. You talk about from 6, 7, 8-year-olds, they're supposed to be winning national tournaments or being on teams that are national champs. And, heck, by the time they're 18, they've been focused for 10 years. You look at a kid like Tervell or some of these kids that blossom in college, They weren't worth a damn until they were about 16, 17, and so their focus wasn't the same.
If you're in the sports community in Kearney, Stone Menendez is when you hear Stone, you hear Dante Rodriguez, you know who they are. And they're 10 or 12 or whatever the hell they are. The focus has got to be it's got to get old, and it's got to be draining.
You know, I don't think it gets old. It becomes a way of life, and I told somebody one time, it's kind of like waking up and brushing your teeth every day. You get up and you wrestle every day, and it is. It's a part of your life, and that's it's something that you fall in love with, and that's why I'm still coaching to this day. It's something I can't get away from. So,
what's that like? I mean, do you every once in a while see that was like Lance, that was like me, that was like Jeff. I mean, that's who that kid is today, and do you kind of treat him the same way? What's it like when you're on the other side?
I tell you, it's definitely different coaching. It's a challenge, and it's fun, and it's exciting, and heartbreaking all at the same time. It's awesome. I love to coach, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, David, I got a boy on your team right now, Bam Bam. Does he get a shot, be a four-timer?
I tell you what, Bam Bam does. He come out, and he wrestled his little butt off this year. Kid's got great work ethic, and he shows real promise.
David Miller with us for just another second. Tomorrow night's the ceremonies. You'll have to say a little something. Give us a preview of what your speech is going to be like tomorrow night.
Oh, I haven't wrote anything down or even prepared anything yet. So I can't help you out. Sorry.
It's kind of like this show, just right off the top, right there. Also going in Theodore Real of Crete, Ted Glover from Wilbur Claytonia and Norris, Steve Ott, Wisner Pilger, Tom Ruffino, I hope I got that right, from Omaha South. They're going in as competitors. Coaches, Brad Hildebrand of Omaha Scott, Aaron Groff, Boys Town, Jeff Himes of Norfolk Catholic. The contributor this year is Lindsey Ball of Columbus. The official is Mike Smith of Gehring. There are numerous wrestlers. In fact, Ron Coleman of Omaha North is going to get the Guy Mitty Award, which David got back in 1998.
Shocker.
Yeah, Riley Santine is getting a couple of awards out of Palmer. He's coming to UNK. Sean Nagel of Kimball is picking up some awards. So there's some real cool things there. We've been honored at the Media Award numerous times. It's a great banquet, and it should be a great time to, I guess, relive some memories. You think your dad will be taking any pictures tomorrow night, by the way?
Oh, I'm sure of it. He's really proud right now. So
preview of the Bearcats before we let you get out of here. Strong as ever this year?
We should be. We're going to be doing a little rebuilding. We had, I think it was about 10 seniors graduating from us. Lower weights, we got most of those guys back. We got quite a few state qualifiers coming back. So we'll be in there. We'll be strong.
Well, David, enjoy the weekend, and again, congratulations. It was always a pleasure watching you wrestle, and we'll see you back up there on the mat this winter.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. David Miller, Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame, is tomorrow night. Columbus is the site. We'll take a break and do our 12 teams in 12 days. Gabe DeArmon from PowerMizzou.com to talk about those pesky Tiggers when we come back.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with 9 different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find a store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Yeah.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a slight chance of a storm developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-90s, winds will stay to the south. There's a slight chance for a storm tonight with lows near 72. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tom and Hastings was just curious if Daddy's going to wear his Speedo for cruise night.
No, I will not. I will have a thong on. Matter of fact, I'll have two of them on. They'll be on my feet.
Oh, that's so great. That is so great because the only fresh out of the smokehouse sausage that I want to see is from Troutman's Quality Meats. Cruise over to Troutman's because, folks, what else can you have in your cooler besides great grill? I mean, they're going to be lined up along the street. Don't be the dope lined up along
beer.
The street.
They
with
got beer.
They got beer. They've got wine. Max Creek Wine from Max Creek Winery and Vineyard, New Nebraska Wine from Superior, Superior States Wine. Maybe you need to pick up a grill. Show off with the Green Mountain Grill. Carrie can show you all about it. It is right there. It is the best, and it will make that great food taste even better from Troutman's. Cruise on over to Troutman's. All beef is USDA-certified Angus. Quality steaks are aged minimum 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Troutman's has the best steaks around. Right now, flat iron steaks are only $8.49 a pound, and fresh sausage, great for grilling. This is right up your alley. Jalapeno brats, the garlic sausage, and the bratwurst. If you're tailgating, do it right. If the family's coming in, do it right. If you're going on vacation, do it right. Pack the cooler with the very best from Troutman's Quality Meats, Daddy. It's a grill's best friend. I know you're ready to go.
Oh, I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go with 12 teams in 12 days.
And now for the last time, it's time to preview the 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show's Big 12 Preview. Big 12 Media Days is fastly approaching, and Doug and Daddy will have guests from
Baylor,
Oklahoma,
Missouri,
Texas,
Colorado,
Oklahoma State,
K-State,
Texas Tech,
Kansas, Iowa State,
A&M,
and Nebraska.
Let's get you ready for Big 12 Media Days that starts on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Not to mention give Doug and Daddy a chance to catch up with some old friends. It's time for the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And we are pleased, Daddy, to welcome back another one of the old friends to the program to talk Missouri Tiger football. A lot of people think, again, Missouri and Nebraska will be battling for the top spot in the North.
Gabe DeArmond from Power Mizzou joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, thanks so much for the time, and welcome back.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're in the Big Ten, and you're staying in the Big 12. Ha ha.
Yeah, there you go. that pretty much covers the summer, huh?
I mean, I got to start there, Gabe. That is so, it still to me is so weird, insanely crazy, because everybody here thought you guys were leaving. Take us back. Didn't you think you were, didn't even you think Missouri was the first team that was going to be out of this conference?
Guys, it wasn't just me. I mean, people at Missouri thought they were. I think if there was a mistake made in this, it was Missouri thinking 98%, mid 100%. And what people at Missouri and fans of Missouri have learned in things like this, it's not a done deal until Jim Delaney's standing up there saying your name with something signed in his hand. Because Missouri really was that close. I mean, there were meetings, there were very high up people at Missouri that thought that this was finished. I think what happened, honestly, is that Jim Delaney thought he believed what Texas said, which is if Nebraska goes, the Big 12 is gone. And that just simply turned out not to be true. I think Texas never wanted to go anywhere. I think Texas, you know, got almost everything it wanted out of this deal. Nobody is going to treat them as well as the Big 12 treats them. They didn't want to leave. The Big Ten took Nebraska and thought that would start this huge domino effect. And for now, it didn't. Now, you know, I think certainly everybody's preparing as if this year is the last time Missouri and Nebraska are ever going to play. I'm not sure that in 3 years they won't be in the same conference again, but we'll have to wait and see.
Gabe, everybody here wants to blame somebody. I'm included in that. Whose fault is it from your point that anybody left at all?
I don't know if there's fault. I mean, you know, Nebraska shouldn't be blamed for leaving, certainly. Missouri would have done the same thing. Most schools would have done the same thing.
Right.
Tech is very unhappy to stay in this league. A&M people are very unhappy to have stayed in this league. You know, the simple fact of the matter is the Big Ten kind of opened this can of worms, and then I think what we all learned in this is the Big 12 is Texas and 11 little prison fill in the blank. I mean, let's be honest. They called every shot. They got everything. The only thing that happened that maybe Texas didn't expect was when they said Nebraska can't leave or the Big 12's gone, Nebraska said, forget it, we're gone anyway. Credit to Nebraska for calling that bluff. But then again, maybe Texas wanted that because, let's be honest, guys, this league just got even easier for Texas and Oklahoma to win.
No doubt about it. Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. And, again, we talked when we started this whole Big 12 thing, we would be able to talk more about football, so let's just jump right into it. Gabe, what's your thoughts on the status of where Missouri is entering the year?
Well, you know, guys, it's a real interesting year. A lot of people want to compare it to where they were going into 2007. You know, they're coming off a season with a first-year starting quarterback who, by most measures, did pretty well. I mean, if you just look numbers-wise, Blaine Gabbert's first year as a starter was better than Chase Daniels. Now, I don't believe it was a better season. Missouri was in every game Chase Daniels' first year. They lost a game in Ames on a terrible holding penalty on the last play of the game. They lost their bowl game when the defense gave up two touchdowns in the final 2 minutes. So Daniel was real close to being 10-3. As a first-year starter. His only real bad game in that year came up in Lincoln. But, you know, they've got a shot. They bring back a ton of guys. I think it's 17 starters. They do lose their best player on each side of the ball in Denario Alexander and Sean Weatherspoon, and certainly that's tough. But the way I see this thing is, listen, every year for the last 4 years, and I would have said it going forward if Nebraska was sticking around, one game decides the North title, and the fact of the matter is that game's in Lincoln this year, so edge Nebraska.
Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, I like the fact that Blaine Gabbert returns for Missouri at quarterback. Also like the fact that the center in Tim Barnes, one of the best in the nation. How big is that for this team?
Well, I think it's big, and you got Derek Washington coming back. You know, you've got three, maybe even four starters on the offensive line back. I mean, this is an experienced team. Last year's team, very inexperienced. You were kind of past that era where they'd had Macklin and Rucker and Kaufman and Daniel and William Moore. You were looking to replace a lot of guys. They did that last year. I said last year at this time, the key was they had to get to 8 wins. If they did that, that signaled to me that this program was sticking around. You know, now maybe not top 10 every single year or anything like that, but that they had reached the point where a step backwards didn't mean you missed a bowl game. A step backwards just meant you went to the Texas Bowl instead of the Alamo Bowl or to the Cotton Bowl, whatever it may be. And so I think they made that step last year. Now the simple key is, to me, going forward after Nebraska and Colorado leave, if the Big 12 truly stays at 10 teams, and I'm not sure I buy that, but if they do, it's very, very difficult to win that league if you're not Texas or OU. So I think this year really is the year that Missouri has to go win this league if they're going to get it done.
Gabe DeArmond joins us 12 teams in 12 days here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with PowerMizzou.com. You can always find out more by checking out the website. If you're going to continue, I guess the similarities here is that maybe the wide receiver core isn't all that strong, but you've got another great tight end, just like Chase Daniel had for a number of years. Heck, he had two or three great tight ends. But a great tight end here in Andrew Jones. Will they rely on him as much as maybe we've seen Missouri rely on the tight end of the past?
Guys, I'll be honest. I don't think Andrew Jones is really going to be the starting tight end here.
Wow.
I mean, Andrew is he's in a different mold. He's not Chase Kaufman or Martin Rucker athletically. Yeah, he's tall. He's 6'6", 250, something like that. But he is not athletically either one of those guys. They got a kid out of Plainview or Plainfield, I would get confused, Texas, a couple years ago. His name's Michael Agnew. He was a state champion triple jumper. He really had a great spring ball. I think Agnew is probably going to be your starter at tight end. And the receiving core is real interesting. You know, I mean, last year, Blaine Gabbert had the guy that I considered the best receiver in the country in Denario Alexander. You know, the season he put up was among the best individual seasons in the history of receivers in college football, frankly. And it was 50% of the team's touchdowns, 40% of their yards, 40% of their catches, plus they lose Jared Perry. So you don't have a lot of experience. The other thing is, though, on the flip side, this offense, that's one thing you've never had to worry about is the receivers. I mean, they lost a lot of NFL guys. They lost Will Franklin and Martin Rucker and Chase Kaufman and Jeremy Maclin. I mean, you got a guy like Tommy Saunders who he's not that fast, he's not that big, but guess what? He's in the top 10 in Missouri history in catches and yards. You know, this offense, the spread offense, creates receivers. It gets them open, they catch the ball. Now, what they may not have is the Jeremy Maclin or Denario Alexander who can take that 8-yard catch and make it 80, but you know, I don't have a big concern that Missouri will be able to throw the football.
By the way, for folks listening out there, Denario Alexander, 113 grabs a year ago, just shy of 1,800 yards, an NCAA best. So that's what he's talking about, 40% of this offense. Do you look for Agnew not only to be a tight end, but is he that flex-out H-back? You'll see him at receiver. You'll see him, like Nebraska plans to use a Mike McNeil.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I think athletically, I think Agnew is probably a little better than McNeil, and Mike McNeil's a very good tight end, certainly one of the more proven guys in this league, but, you know, if you watch Missouri's offense, most people that follow football that watch this offense would say they don't have a tight end, you know, and that's been true for 4 or 5 years, and I think it'll be true this year. I mean, technically, yes, Agnew is going to be listed at that position, but he's split out wide, and he's a fourth wide receiver. I mean, Denario Alexander actually, in most of the plays last season, played the position that Rucker and Kaufman played when they were here. He was just listed differently on the depth chart.
Just a minute left here with Gabe DeArmond before we ask him for his predictions for the Big 12 championship game. Let's at least touch on the defense a little bit, Gabe. What do we got on the other side of the ball?
Well, you know, they bring a lot of guys back. They got Alden Smith and Jacquees Smith. The defensive ends are in good shape. Got a lot of linebackers. They lost Weatherspoon. They don't have the one superstar, but linebacker not really a concern. Both starting corners, one starting safety are back. You can debate whether that's a good or a bad thing based on the way they've played the last couple years. But the huge question mark on this team is defensive tackle. They lost Jerron Bastin a year after losing Ziggy Hood. Dominique Hamilton will start at one spot. We don't really know who's going to start at the other spot yet. And what remains to be seen for me, Missouri can improve the pass defense all at once, but if they're lining up against guys like Roy Helu and Christine Michael and DeMarco Murray, and that offensive coordinator can hand the ball off up the middle for 5 yards a pop, then it doesn't matter if you can stop the pass because nobody's going to even try to pass. So that's the number one position I'm looking at in fall camp.
Gag, the most accurate kicker in NCAA history, was also on your side last year. They like to have him back, and he's back for you.
Yeah, it was something else, guys. I mean, a year ago in August, I wrote on our site, I said, if I'm Gary Finkel, I never try a field goal over 35 yards. And then all the kid did was go out and have an even better season than Jeff Wolfer did for a couple straight years. So Missouri's really been fortunate. They haven't missed an extra point, I think, in four seasons. So, you know, that's a huge – you guys know with Henry up there what a huge weapon that can be down at the end of a game.
Grant Russell was 39-39 on extra points, 26-27 on field goals, all under 50 yards, but I don't care. He was 26-27. Well, Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com, before we let you out of here, we've been asking everybody who's going to be playing in the Big 12 championship game this December.
Well, you know, out of the South, I like Oklahoma. Their defense is really good. Murray, Broyles, Landry Jones, second year as a starter. And in the North, like I said, it's the game between Missouri and Nebraska usually determines it. The game's in Lincoln. I got to pick Nebraska.
Gabe, do you have your players of the year offensively and defensively selected?
You know what, guys? Honestly, I haven't gotten that far into it yet to see what everybody has. I mean, there's a lot of guys, but I couldn't give you a pick for that just yet, although certainly I like Jerrod Johnson a lot down at A&M.
10 days away from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, the last time that, we'll all be together for a little while, as Gabe says, hey, we may run into Missouri again here in Big 10 Media Days soon. Gabe, thanks, as always, for the time. We'll see you in Dallas. We'll talk to you again when that big game comes around October 30th.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
See you. Gabe DeArmond, PowerMizzou.com for all your information, and there's always some good stuff on there, good banter.
He wasn't even up that upsetting today.
Well, we didn't ask him to throw Nebraska under the bus. I was going to say, hey, by the
way, McNeil.
Ndamukong Suh just knocked the crap out of you guys again. But, you know, there's no need for that. There's no need for that. On Monday, orangeblood.com, Chip Brown, Texas Longhorns. Oh, they've already adjusted the Nebraska site there. So that it doesn't just say beat Texas on the national redout day. Redoutaroundtheworld.com.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, redoutaroundtheworld.com. Hey, can we play that when we come back?
But I will say this. I will say this. Also, if you're out there on your computer, the Can You Feel It? There's a couple of people out there that put the video clips together. The 2010 version is out. So Can You Feel It? 2010 on YouTube. Pretty sweet. And there's a few highlights of the Missouri game.
That might be a good way to go out on a Friday, Doug.
Danny, as we go to break here. As we go to break, let's get some folks qualified for tickets to the Cox Classic. These are clubhouse tickets. These are great tickets. We're giving away pairs of tickets. And if you call now, 888-455-ESPN, Merritt's going to get you in. We'll draw out our winners next week, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to go to the Cox Classic anytime between July 29th and August 1st, these tickets will get you in. So call now and get registered, and we'll be right back.
AutoZone. Summer, sun, and travel can be tough on the inside of your car. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Protect your interior and keep it looking new with a trip to AutoZone. Now at AutoZone, you can save $1.50 when you buy your choice of Armor All wipes for only $3.49. Some restrictions apply, so see your store for details. Ride clean all summer long. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a slight chance of a storm developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-90s, winds will stay to the south. There's a slight chance for a storm tonight with lows near 72. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Nebraska, a place of integrity, family, commitment, where traditions are forged in the furnace of July, but hardened on Saturday nights in November. A place where the best thing about summer is when it turns into fall. These last few months, thunderstorms weren't the only power building over the Great Plains. They say that patience is a virtue, that good things come to those who wait. Well, now, the wait is almost over.
world.com. See, they have already changed the logo. See, it says, "Wear red, be loud, beat Texas 10-16-10. The beat Texas 10-16-10 is no longer right on that website. It is gone. 7 days a week, they will fill you up at the Chicken Coop. Stop in, watch the British Open, watch Major League Baseball as they are back in action, watch the Reno Tahoe Open, watch the Nationwide Tour. Whatever your favorite sport is, there's so many TVs in high definition, they'll get on whatever you want. And, of course, you can enjoy the great food at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, whatever it is you want, from steaks to salads to the wings. Maybe you get a little appetizer. How about a little quesadilla? Maybe you want a pizza. They've got that pizza burger. Here's the deal, folks. The kids, tons of stuff on the menu that they love. The parents, the adults, tons of stuff on the menu you're going to love. And, of course, great food and drink specials every night. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Stop by while you're out and about this weekend. Get a lunch, get a little dinner, because they're open for you at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. By the way, Missouri opens their season in St. Louis again against Illinois September the 4th. They don't play a true road game until they go to Texas A&M October the 16th. They host McNeese State, San Diego State, Miami of Ohio, and Colorado. The Nebraska game is in Lincoln on October the 30th. So they play Kansas and Kansas City, Illinois and St. Louis, and then they have true road games at A&M, Nebraska, Tech, and Iowa State.
I just think that was an awesome way to come out of break going into the weekend. It's cruise night in Kearney. I know there's several things going around all over the Tri-Cities. Folks, be safe this weekend. Hope you enjoyed this week of shows, because I think we had a great lineup for you. And the lineup rolls on next week, including Chip Brown. You see him on ESPN. He is the lifeline of Texas information. It comes right from Chip Brown at OrangeBloods.com. Larry Zimmer from Colorado. When you hear Larry's voice, you'll say, gosh, I should know who Larry Zimmer is. Yeah, you will know who Larry Zimmer is when you hear that voice, along with Mike Jones on Wednesday to preview Oklahoma Sooners.
Kansas in the round table for the Huskers. That's going to wrap up the week, and then we're off to Dallas. I can't believe it. For Big 12 Media Days, John Daly is struggling a little bit at the British Open. I think his fourth bogey against no birdies today, so he slipped back to 200 in the very windy conditions. Oosthuizen is still leading it. Daddy, you want to make a pick right now? Who's going to win this? Paul Casey and Lee Westwood are your two big names that are sitting at 6 under. You throw out Oosthuizen, I do. Kalk, I think he's going to be there. And then, you know, Tom Lehman's on the front page of the leaderboard, too, after shooting 68 today. So you're going to have a couple of over 50 guys on the front page of the leaderboard, because it doesn't look like anybody's making a move positive into red numbers in this afternoon session because of all the wind.
We've been waiting for Westwood. We've been waiting for Westwood to get one. Maybe this is when he sneaks in there and finally steals one and gets the major he's been so desiring.
Well, a couple of other sports notes. Of course, plenty of baseball going on in American Legion. Let's catch you up to date on what's going on with all of that. The A7 Juniors, Kearney beat North Platte 6-0. Hastings beat Twin Cities 13-2. So the elimination game is at 5:30. Kearney and Hastings will play at 8. In North Platte, Kearney beat Hastings yesterday 13-3. So Hastings plays an elimination game against Twin Cities at 5. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Kearney runs it. We'll take on North Platte at 8 o'clock. Grand Island 5 points eliminated from their tournament. Home Federal lost to Columbus 5-0. They play Norfolk today. Class B5, the juniors got their first round underway in Albion yesterday. Aurora, Pierce, Valentine, and Wayne were winners. The B6 began yesterday in Lexington. These are all juniors. Broken Bow beat Gothenburg, Minden over Holdridge, Shelton Given beat McCook, and Cozad was a winner over Lexington. In Class C, Hebron, Davenport, Edgars, Sutton, and Wymore were the winners at Hebron. And the C7 going on, oh, Daddy, Bertrand Loomis is going to play Overton in the winner's bracket final. In this double elimination tournament, Kennesaw stayed alive with a win yesterday as well.
Get ready, Eagles. Get
just
ready.
Just a second here. Go ahead and play the close, Merritt. Don't have time to hit that. But, Daddy, if you went to a Neil Diamond concert and he didn't sing Sweet Caroline.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
It was a great concert last night at the Heartland Events Center.
Jimmy Buffett didn't sing Margaritaville.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett didn't sing Margaritaville. That's probably the best one right there. You went to a Buffett concert and he didn't sing Margaritaville. It was a great concert. Got out of there. I mean, it wrapped up at 10:30, 2.5 hours. John Conley played for about 40 minutes, had about a 20-minute break. Merle Haggard came out, sang for about 90 minutes. No Oki from Muskogee.
Oh.
No encore. I was just expecting. Here's another thing. You know, Nebraska fans, yeah, you're whatever you are. You're quiet, you're polite and all that. Merle said, hey, thanks everybody for coming out. Turned, walked off the stage. If there was 5,000 people there, 3,000 turned and said, oh, it's over. Walked out. No! You stay, you applaud, encore, he comes on, he sings Oki. I blame you for not getting Merle back out on the stage. We want to thank David Miller going into the Nebraska Wrestling Coaches Hall of Fame for joining us today. Gabe DeArmond for PowerMizzou.com. To preview Missouri, we preview Texas with Chip Brown Monday.
Smashing Pumpkins show up, but Billy Corgan doesn't? What?
See you Monday, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!